Yes, Ted.
I got this funny thing that I want to read, but it's risque.
Okay.
So if the kids are up, send them off to the bathroom to brush their teeth or, you know.
Put their fingers in their ear and go, la, 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 la.
Tell them to walk the dog or something.
All right.
You know, if you're easily offended, then
how risque is
plug
it?
Your ears. It's not too bad.
Okay.
Like, I've seen worse. But it's pretty funny, especially if you're a hockey fan.
Okay.
It's a guy telling a story.
All right. Stand by.
So
Wait. I'm just giving the kids extra time.
All right. Get out, kids. Go on.
Okay, go.
So our day begins at the golf course where I've been battling in the Lindy Rough all day. We call it quits and head into the clubhouse for some Bob beers and Kelly Buck burgers. After crushing many drinks, we decide to hit the local nightclub to check out some Carl Dykehouse and Joe Nieuwendyk's. I noticed I was getting eyeballed by some Neil Sheehy, and she had a bit of a Doug Waite problem. A real Jamie McCowan. I thought to myself, I can't stoop this Patrick Marlowe. She wanted to take off, and I wasn't sticking around for the ugly lights to come on, so I paid the Rick Tabarachi, and we hopped into a Thomas Cabriolet. I took her back to my Phil Housley, where things got a little hot and steamy. She geared down, and not to my surprise, her Kerry Tacko was a bit Joe Reiki and Jason Woolley. I decided she needed a Bill Barber, pulled out my Donald... pulled out my Donald Brashears and shaved her down to the Randy Wood. She then proceeded to trim my hairy snips and around my Pekka Ratakilio. I reacted quickly and popped her Don Cherry, but she was too Ken Dryden, so I flipped her over, grabbed my Hackin' Lube, and threw it in her Curtis Brown with no tie domi. She soon started to complain she was too Marty McSorley to go on.
Oh.
So I snapped, quickly showed her the Daryl Sidor, and told her maybe I'll call her Brendan Morrow. Needless to say, she was Grant furious. The next morning, I had the worst Darren Poopa. And I was Valerie's Zellapukin all day. And 2 weeks later, I notice a little Travis Green coming out of my Mike Babcock, so I book an appointment with Dr. Randy Gregg to get a Corey Schwab. But this isn't the end of the story. A month later, I woke up and saw Garth Snow outside. The weatherman said there was a 30% chance of a Theo flurry. My car wouldn't start, so I had to borrow my roommate's. It's not as Chris Osgood as mine, and it takes a Roberto Luongo time to start, but I was stuck. When I went into his room to get the keys, there was that same Rick Brodsky with my roommate.
Uh-oh.
She was sucking on his Mike Pekka while Essa ticking in his temperature with her finger. I said, buddy, don't do it. That Butch Goring has the fans clapping. I think she picked it up in Paul Kariya. But she wouldn't listen, or he wouldn't listen to Marty Reasoner. Finally, I said, keep up the Manny Legassi, and ran out.